My name is Buck Rush. I'm from the Honor Veterans Soldier Foundation. I'm the president of the foundation. And also, I'm from the 5065 Sheridan VFW. I'm the junior vice commander there in Sheridan, and there'll be more to come.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we look at the communities, businesses, attractions, and people that make up Montcalm County. Here's your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Welcome to this edition of the Discover Montcalm podcast. My name's Dwayne, your host and producer. And as you heard, we have Buck Rush here, who represents a couple organizations. But we're going to get right down into talking about organizations that deal with veterans in Montcalm County and even outside of the area. So, Buck, thank you for making the trip all the way up here to Howard City.
Thank you very much.
We were talking just a little bit before we got started about starting with a little bit of the history of, you know, we hear this word VFW, but I don't know if everybody out there knows exactly what that means. And if you could tell us what that means and maybe a brief history of how it all got started.
The VFW stands for Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Okay.
So you have to technically be in a foreign wars to be affiliated with the VFW, or you can be with the auxiliary as well in the VFW, if long as you have like a grandfather, a brother,
somebody else that has served.
Exactly, served, okay. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the difference is between us and the American Legion.
Okay.
We're just a little different.
All right. Well, and, you know, they're great organizations. You
yes.
know, they're both doing wonderful things, but it's always good to kind of know where it started. So how did the VFW first get started? Do you have some history of going way back? Not the Sheridan Post, but how did it, did it start under a certain president? Did it, you know, do you know?
I actually really don't know for sure.
Okay.
But I know when we started, you know, 1950, and I know it was before that.
Okay.
I'm saying happened, so.
Yep. So, and basically the organization, can you kind of give me a Reader's Digest version of what your main goal of the VFW in Sheridan is?
Our main goal is to reach out to the public and veterans as well as families. We have meetings every second Wednesday of the month.
Okay.
And we're always looking for new members. I mean, that's what, you know, we're trying to get is new members and also auxiliary. I mean, a lot of the VFW posts around the area, you know, they really need, just not our area, but, you know, Lakeview Post, you got to add more posts. I mean, you got them all over in Montcalm County.
Yeah, and it you don't have to, you know, if somebody has more information, they can always reach out to you, and you can post, you know, guide them in their in the direction that they're in that area. So you are there to service local veterans with all of their needs, and you kind of gave me an example of one. And we're not going to use names, of course, but you recently received a phone call. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. He reached out to Montcalm Veteran Affairs, which is in Montcalm County in Stanton, and they gave them my name to reach out to my foundation.
Okay.
And then I reached out to him, and we talked last night for almost an hour about, you know, his needs. And he really needed, like, you know, he's an amputee.
Okay.
And he's looking for, you know, help with a shower, because right now he's standing up and trying to go over, and he said he's about fell multiple times.
Yes.
And then he has a back deck that needs repair. So I just started talking to him about what he's done in the military career. He was a Desert Storm, Desert Shields veteran.
Okay.
He's an amputee, of course. Mm-hmm. And we talked for quite a while, and he had a lot of inputs and history about what he went through. You know, he's in 101st Airborne Unit. He was doing fueling and stuff like that. And so, but that's how we all came about.
Okay. Now, you wear a couple hats. I'm sure you wear more than that, but we're just talking about how it deals with the veterans right now. You said that you had the Honor Veteran Soldier Foundation?
Correct.
Okay. I had to get that. I had to write that down. So the Honor Veteran Soldier Foundation is something that you personally set up. How did that come about?
That come about is because fact that I've been in multiple foundations, of course.
Yeah.
And I usually go with them for a little bit, you know, and then try to feel them out. But I wanted to start my own foundation. Board members, are, it's a small group.
Okay.
That way we can go ahead and get things done faster. You know what I'm saying?
I've been on committees before, and I, you know, sometimes it's death by committee. Going back to how it got started.
It got started because, you know, I felt we got a lot of veterans getting left behind, you know, and a lot of families out there need assistance. I mean, our veterans need assistance, and they're just getting hammered, you know, and getting so frustrated with sometimes not really killing the VA, but, you know, but still they're getting left behind. You know, they get, you know, you have to wait and go through the hoops and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah. So you're kind of, you're sitting there in the middle, kind of, like you said, with the story that you just shared, that you listen, you figure out what does this person actually need, and then also make sure that your foundation can actually handle that.
Correct. Because like I said, we're just a small group, you know, and we've raised, you know, we do two events. We do a softball tournament in the summer.
Okay.
And then we do another golf outing right around 9/11. We do a golf outing at Glen Cary too as well.
Okay. Well, we're recording this in March of 2026. And I say that because I never know when this is going to air or when somebody in the future might not pick up on this. For your foundation, how does somebody get in touch with you on that?
Okay, they can get in touch with me. I have an email address. I try to use things on the phone, which is my number, 616-788-4300. And they're welcome to call me at any time. My phone's on all the time.
And if nothing else, contact the Sheridan VFW, and they know where to find you.
Correct. Okay. Or call the MOCCOM Veteran Affairs in Stanton. They know how to get me. Mackenzie knows how to get a hold of me. Trust me.
Okay. Well, and that's good because, you know, somebody that might be hearing this might be going, well, I'm not aware of that. I've never heard of it, which is the purpose of Discover MOCCOM is to get this information out in another way.
And that's correct, you know, and I want to get out. We're trying to do a lot more things out to the public where, you know, sponsoring something where our name gets out there, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's what it's all about is, you know, if they don't know about us, how they're going to be able to reach out to us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And they can contact you not only if they need service or need some help, but also if they want to donate. I'm sure that, you know, because you have your golf outing and your softball, but you could use funds anytime to help these people.
Yes, and that's true because I go out to the public and ask for sponsorships for our softball tournament, for banners. We have a 2x4 banner. That's a red sponsorship. We have a white sponsorship, which is a $500 donation. That's 2x6.
Okay.
And then to get on our Facebook page as well. Mm-hmm. And then we have a $1,000 donation. That's the red sponsorship. The blue sponsorship was the $200 one.
Okay.
The red sponsorship is $1,000.
Okay.
So, yeah. Or if you'd like to make a donation, that's welcome anytime too as well.
So can you repeat your phone number again, please?
My phone number is 616-788-4300, and you can reach out to me or somebody else can reach out to me that knows me.
Okay. And for those of you watching on YouTube, it's down on the corner. I mean, it's on the banner down below. You know, because I always put contact information there. And for you, I'll have one for the foundation and one for the VFW. So that way they have contact in both locations.
Correct.
So getting back to the VFW, you're there, you have events, you have your meetings, but you sponsor some events throughout the year with the VFW as well, correct?
Correct. We sponsor some softball, actually youth programs. And also, too, we do a lot of sponsorships in the area when people come to us. And we, you know, look at it in the meetings. But yeah.
Yeah. And I know in this particular year, in 2026, Sheridan has what they call it. Every town around here has a festival.
Correct.
And yours is called Spring Fest, correct?
Yep, Spring Festival, yep.
And that's of the weekend of Memorial Weekend, correct?
Correct.
Now, that's every year?
Every year. It don't change. It's called the Sheridan Spring Festival. We have a beer tent, of course, and mm-hmm. live bands, and they have a lot of events as well.
Okay. You
know, fireworks. They have the car show, of course, and tractor okay. show. And they have tractor pulls for kids and all that. So
it's very family oriented.
Correct.
Except for the beer tent at night, that's more adult.
Right. Correct.
Yeah. But now, who all is involved with the Spring Festival?
Our main person, president, is Brittany Doherty, and she's a president. We have those meetings, you know, once a month.
Okay.
We have also Helen Greeno. She's part of the VFW as well, auxiliary,
mm-hmm.
and plus she's our treasurer for that too as well.
Okay. So this is not, is the Spring Festival isn't just the VFW, correct?
It's a local town village. We said we have a group of, you know, people, you know what I'm saying, on the boards like that. Some of them just came on board. There's Eric. He's the person that actually is from the Sheridan village.
Okay.
And he didn't ordinate that. And we have a fireman that he ordinates the fire, you know, touch the trucks and all that kind of stuff.
The Discover Montcalm podcast thanks West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, M106.3 WGLM, DW Video, Blueberry Podcast Platform, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.
One of those things that many hands make light work.
Correct.
Everybody has something that they're in charge of,
yep.
and it makes everything go a little mm-hmm. smoother.
Correct.
So this starts off on Friday of Memorial Weekend?
Nope, it starts out technically on Thursday. They have Miss Paget. You know, they start that Thursday to don't get the Queen.
Sure.
So usually at the community center.
Okay.
All right. So.
And then Friday there's events going on throughout the day, and then there's also the beer tent at night that you have a live band, and you have live bands on Friday and Saturday night.
And Saturday night, yep. Yep.
Okay.
And a live band for Friday nights from 7 until midnight.
Yep.
And that's the Just Jamming guys.
Yep,
exactly.
I know a little bit about that one. I'll see you there.
Perfect, because we'd love to have you. I had a guy, I posted a flyer up for him, and they go, oh, I know that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then he goes, oh, I like that guy's beard. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's crazy,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, we definitely have a guy in the band that kind of resembles a ZZ Top character. But that's okay. You know, that's a lot of fun. And then you have a band on Saturday night. And what are the times for that?
The band for Saturday night is from 7 to 11. It's Moxie. We've had them for quite a while there.
Mm-hmm.
We actually booked them for at least 5 years.
Okay.
Which is nice. Like I said, the guys jamming band, yeah. I tell you right now, it's like the classic rock I heard. I can't wait to hear them.
Yeah. Don't care. You want to hear us live. And, you know, we're just, you know, I kind of refer to the Just Jammin' guys as, you know, we're all older, but we like classic rock and we kind of want to keep it alive. You know, it's kind of music that we grew up to. Though if you were to poll any one of us, we can't agree on songs, but we happen to bring it together, which gives a nice,
right, exactly.
a nice variety. You know, so that'll be, you know, that's a lot of fun. And we're very much looking forward to coming down. And then Saturday throughout the day, I guess there's a parade. I mean, I see that it probably kind of varies from year to year, but you probably always have the pageant. You always have the live bands,
mm-hmm.
probably have a parade.
Yep.
What other types of events?
And then on Monday, we have a ceremony.
Okay.
Memorial for all the fallen veterans that sacrificed their lives for our freedom and stuff like that.
And where is that located?
That is located at the VFW post. It's right on the, there's a monument there, and it's right there in that monument. The Central Montcalm High School Band, they do some of the songs there.
Yep.
We have actually a guy, Bagpipes. He plays the national anthem. like deal. So that was, it's kind of impressive for us.
Right.
And then also the auxiliary, they, before that and after, they have a hot beef plate. You know what I'm saying? So that's available to help them guys out too as well.
Oh, sure. And who doesn't want some food? You've got a lot of events happening that Memorial weekend from Thursday till Monday. And you were talking ahead of time. You said that there's a Facebook page for Sheridan Spring Fest, and it's basically just Sheridan Spring Fest, which I'm sure as it gets closer, as I'm scrolling down here, you know, you can get advertising. You can be part of advertising and the Miss Sheridan Spring Fest pageant. I would think that the Facebook page is a is the best way to know year after year after
correct.
Year.
Correct. Yep. Yep.
You know, what the schedule of events would be.
Correct. And I think the whole picture of Memorial Day weekend is for our comrades that fell. I mean, you're talking Vietnam era. I mean, the Vietnam era was not that great.
No.
When they came home, I mean, you know, they're called, you know, baby killers, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and that's hard. And still, it sticks to them today. I mean, you know, it finally it took effect. And they got their kind of recognition. They should have had a long time ago. And when the Persian Gulf War started, the Desert Storm, Desert Shield, and we all came back home with a big hero's welcome.
Yeah.
You know, and that hurt them a little bit too. It's like, okay, we got this, and we got left behind. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the thing is. You know, that's what my foundation is about too. No one's left behind.
Okay.
No one's forgotten either.
Why you brought that up, obviously you're a veteran. Can you give me a little backstory on where you served and how old were you? And, you know, let's learn a little bit more about Buck for a moment.
Okay. I served in the Army National Guards in Greenville. I was in the delayed program. I was a junior in high school, 1977.
Okay.
And I went to basic training when I was 17.
Okay.
And then when I got back, I went to my senior year of school. Then I went to Aberdeen Proving Grounds for my MOS,
okay,
which is a fire control instrument repairman. So then we off and on, we go to the, you know, we go to Grayling,
right.
I'm saying.
Right.
And then all of a sudden we got to the Persian Gulf and Desert Storm, Desert Shield. We got there in Iraq, or in basically Saudi Arabia, on January something, okay. You know, and it's like, that's a little bit about me. I mean, I've got a lot of history. You know what I'm saying?
You got history because, you know, as you said earlier in the podcast, that the VFW, what separates the VFW from the American Legion and other organizations is the fact that it's veterans of foreign war. You actually had to serve
in
during,
a foreign war.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, so there's that little bit. And that there qualifies you for yep. for your position.
You got to serve at least 180 days in country.
Okay.
To get to be a veteran of foreign wars. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It just don't happen that, okay, you were there for
2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks or maybe a month, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then if you don't have that, and then you don't get all the benefits.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Being a foreign war veteran, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's, you know, and that's, I guess the important part is, you know, recognition, to be honored for your service, to be recognized for your service. And that's why you do the Memorial Weekend. You know, you're not the only one around here that does, but, you know, you guys do that to pay respect to not only those that have fallen, but the ones that are still here today.
Yep. And also, too, you got your POWs as well.
Yes.
You're saying that, and there's some out there still. We know that. You know,
and that's,
you know, and you
I
know,
can't imagine. You know, I can't imagine. I mean, that's, you know, that's just, you hear this and you know, even, you know, talk to somebody and it just doesn't seem real, but it is.
Right.
And that's where you guys come in handy. As I wrap this up, is there anything that we haven't talked about, whether it's through your foundation or whether it's through the VFW, that you'd like to touch on before we wrap this one up?
I just like to touch base with, you know, get it out there, you know, for the veterans that, you know, we care about, you know, on top of that, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
That's really heart vote for me.
Yes.
And I've seen, I have veterans that I visit in Grand Rapids Veterans Home, stuff like that, you know, and, you know, and then when I get calls from other veterans, you know, I like to meet them and kind of get their history a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Well, sure.
And then, you know, then they and of course, they got to have a DD-214 to anything to do with our organization, which is the Honor Veterans Soldier Foundation. You got to have a DD-214 for I know that you actually are. And you don't have to be a veteran to give us assistance. We help actually soldiers as well and families. We're not just a veteran-orientated,
okay. You know
what I'm saying?
So, it's a bigger blanket.
Yes.
It's a much bigger blanket, mm-hmm. which it's great that you have. And I'll make sure that I put that information out there and contact information so that if anybody's listening to this podcast or watching it on YouTube, that they're able to contact you because that's where it starts. Pick the phone up, call you.
Yep, call me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because we're a nonprofit. We're a 501c, so it's taxed write-off, technically. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you'd like to contribute to the Honor Veteran Soldier Foundation, that would be great. Yeah. I mean, I go out there, when I do my golf outings, go get sponsors, go get the door prizes as well. Oh, yeah. So I'm out there quite a bit. I mean,
so you're
I'm the go-getter.
You're wearing many hats and, mm-hmm. you know, are you a ringer when it comes to the golf outing or do you actually get to play?
Nope, I don't play in that. I just kind of organize it. You know, I have my wife, she's, you know, on the board. I have my wife's nephew, he's on my board.
Yeah.
So it's a little organization, but
doing big things.
Big things, correct.
Doing really
big
things.
A lot of big things, you know what I'm saying? So,
I'm really pleased that you took some time and then I will see you on that Friday night of Memorial Weekend. As we get to go down and play some music for y'all. But at this point, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to the Discover Montcalm podcast. You can reach us at discovermontcalmpodcast.com. You can catch us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as on Pandora, Apple Podcast, and iHeart. Google Discover Montcalm podcast. You're going to find it, or just Discover Montcalm. If you have a story, whether you're a veteran and would like to share your story, because I've been talking to Buck a little bit about maybe bringing something on where we're going to feature some veterans and have them tell their story. I think it's important that we capture history not only within communities, but within families and within people. So if you have a story idea, get in touch with me at 231-250-9624. That's 231-250-9624. My name's Dwayne, your host and producer. Thank you for tuning in. Remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-250-9624.